Okay, it's time to buy holiday gifts for your friends, and you're gonna get them what? Another scented candle? Girl, please. Piper Lou has fun, customizable gifts that your besties or frenemies will actually love. Unlimited buy one, get one free at Piper Lou starts now. Buy one tumbler, get one free. Buy 38 wine cups, get 38 for free. Just use code RADIO at checkout. To avoid the fake polite smiles when they peel back the wrapping paper, go to PiperLou.com and use code RADIO. That's PiperLou.com.
Now, for actual football, there are certain wins that it's really about who you are as much as anything else. It just shows you what kind of program you have that people will be going, what's wrong with App State? Yep, ask James Madison what's wrong with App State. The Mountaineers went over there and took their undefeated season back to Boone with them. Sean Clark is the head coach of the Mountaineers, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I mean, it's not, I guess, your usual standard where 9, 10, 11 wins, but, I mean, this is a pretty good dip if you can go to James Madison and ruin their special season. So congratulations on that. How are things going?
They're doing great. They're doing great. Again, appreciate having them on your show. And again, you mentioned the standard. The standard is always win championships at Appalachian State. And it's different times now. Our conference has gotten a lot better. We play a tough non-conference game. And, you know, we're 7-4. That's who we are. But if you look at our losses, we lost in double overtime to North Carolina. Wyoming, we had a field goal block at the very end. We're leading. Coastal Carolina, we lose by 3. And then Old Dominion, we had the lead in the fourth quarter. So I think our kids have been resilient the way they keep continuing to battle and give their all for Appalachian State. And I really like this football team. They're very connected. They play for one another. And we still have a lot of football to play this season.
No question about it. There will be a bowl game, and you still have one coming up on Saturday against Georgia Southern, which is a traditional end-of-season matchup for you. What I had written down was 19 points separate wins and losses for you this year. And there was the double OT game against North Carolina. And these are all tight games. And the Sun Belt has gotten so much better. You guys came in and just owned it. Not that it wasn't good then, but it seems like it's maybe the best of the group of five leagues now.
It is. I think Commissioner Gill's done a great job of really doing what's good for college football. And that's making, you know, great rivalry games. We're more in the same area. I mean, it's our fan base can drive to any of our eastern side divisions within 4 to 5 hours from Boone, and you're seeing that now with sold out stadiums and everywhere we go. You look at Appalachian State, for example. This is the second year in a row we've averaged over 35,000 people in our stadium. 2 years in a row, our conference has hosted College Game Day, and we've been very fortunate to win both of those games with nail biters. And again, just the players in our conference, the coaches in our conference, and that's what college football is about, to play in these kind of environments. And you look across the country, and the so-called Power Fives, they can't fill a stadium up, and we can. And so why wouldn't you want to play Appalachian State? I'm a big proponent in playing in-state games. I think we should have North Carolina, NC State, Wake, you name it, on our schedule, because our fans will travel, and that's what's great for college football.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you played North Carolina this year. It's been an ongoing thing. East Carolina, I think that's an important game to play. We talk to Mike Houston every week, and that's the kind of a game where, while the programs are not in the same position right now in terms of where they are on their trajectory, you guys are at a higher part than East Carolina is. I think it's important because both programs, football is the DNA. And at basically opposite ends of the state, I think these games are important to play. Yes?
Oh, without question. I mean, you look at, I mentioned College Game Day being here. Football does matter to these programs. And, you know, we did an economic impact study when College Game Day was in Boone, and it was over $580 million of unpaid advertisement. And that's what you have to do. Our applications and enrollments went up 10%, and it's awesome. But going back to your in-state games, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Houston, and we have one more game on the schedule with them. We play Charlotte in 2025 in the Bank of America. So, and that's what it's about. And I think we should continue to do this in-state, keep the money here, and again, have these packed out stadiums.
Yeah, you have NC State on the schedule in a couple of years. You'll do a home and home there. Going to Clemson next year, I'm not. We're just going to leave it for next year. We'll have that conversation next year. You had injuries at the start of the season. How have you been able to kind of maintain throughout? And what have you discovered about some of the players who were thrust into the opportunity?
Well, we've had some injuries here, and that's everywhere in college football.
Yep.
But we did a good job. I think we've done a really good job in recruiting to have some great backups. You look at the first game of the season, Ryan Berger's a starting
yep.
quarterback, and he earned the right. And I think it was the fourth play game. He ends up breaking his finger and has surgery, and he's out for the year. And Joey comes in, and Joey was his first play of football at App State. Throws a 55-yard touchdown pass. So, again, everyone's banged up. Everybody's tired. But these are the kind of moments, and you really see what you're made of. And our DNA is to be blue-collar and tough. And what you do in the off-season matters. I think our strength staff's done a great job of keeping our strength up. And, again, we're right where we need to be. We're playing for a game that matters in November. And there's no saying in football, and it's true, they remember November. And we've been on a good roll here, and we got to put all of our focus and energy on Georgia Southern to be successful this weekend.
There's something else that's going to happen against Georgia Southern. I'm going to get Sean Clark to talk about it, the head coach at App State. The jersey of Armonte Edwards, one of the all-timers at App, is going to be retired this week. I know they tried to make him a wide receiver. They probably should have left him a quarterback in the NFL based on the way the game is being played now. Your thoughts on what that will mean in terms of the emotion in the stadium, and also what was he like as a player?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, it's well overdue. I mean, the 14 will always be, when you see that number, you're always going to think of Armonte Edwards. And just, what he did for our university, our athletic department, the football program, and really the town of Boone. He put us on a national stage. And when you think about all the greats that played at App State, and you think of Coach Moore, you think of Armonte Edwards, Dexter Coakley, Dino Hackett, they made a major impact on our program. And it's going to be a special day for all. When they honor him this Saturday, I wasn't fortunate enough to be on staff when he was here, but I watched him afar, and you knew he was special, and just the way he represents himself, always doing the right thing, and he's a class act, and we're very proud of him.
And it should just be. I mean, the things that he did on a football field at App were just absolutely outstanding. All right, so you're coming into the game against Georgia Southern, then you'll have to find out about bowl opportunities. Everything's going to get shaken out. You might know a lot more than I do about that. Talk to me about the end of this season and how it folds into next.
Well, it's we're still a young football team. I think we only lose six players off our team for next year. And that could all change with the transfer portal. Who knows where you're going to go year in and year out? You're going to have a different football team. And we witnessed that this year. We lost two players, one to Auburn, one to Oklahoma. So we're in a good spot right now. If we can continue to retain who we have and retain our coaches, then we'll be set to go for next year. But we have a lot to play for this year. Another big game this week at the Rock. And this game matters. It's one of the best rivalries in all of college football. Mm-hmm. It's NC State versus North Carolina. It's Auburn, Alabama. And then it's Georgia, Florida. And now it's App State and Georgia Southern. So, again, very proud of our football team, the way they continue to fight. And I look forward to Saturday.
Yeah, it should be. It's always a good game. We're still trying to get Georgia Southern maybe back to where they were, because this would be, I think, a game that a lot of people would be paying attention to outside of South Georgia and the mountains of North Carolina. But it's always been a great and a fun game to watch. And you guys are always good. And we thought about the game against JMU, to me that was a DNA. That was this is what you guys are. And I appreciate that. I appreciate your time, Coach Clark. Good luck against Georgia Southern coming up this weekend and in a bowl game. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate having me on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all that nation listening today. So thanks, and have a good weekend.
All right, real quick, I totally forgot. I should have asked you this before, because I asked Mike Houston of this question as well. What has to be on your plate, sir?
Well, it's we had our team dinner last night, and for the last five Thursdays this season, we've put pizza on the Primo Grill and did pizza. So my wife told me after the game that she's not fixing Thanksgiving meal. We're fixing pizzas for Thanksgiving because we're superstitious in the Clark household.
All right. What goes on the pizza then? That's great.
We have a few. We'll have another family over. They've been there every Thursday. We do right. A few. We do a margarita pizza with fresh mozzarella and basil and tomatoes. And the kids always like the pepperoni and cheese, yeah. And we'll do one with the works. So, again, not your traditional Thanksgiving this year, but if it's not broke, don't fix it. We have a lot to be thankful for. We're blessed. We're the head coach at App State and part of this, and we're going to continue our tradition of fixing pizza this Thursday.
Pizza's on Thursday, a win over Georgia Southern on Saturday. Coach, good luck. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Thanks for everything, buddy. Appreciate it.
And what do you say to that?
Yeah, can't go wrong.
No, I mean, if it's working.
Yeah,
right?
Don't change it.
What did Crash Davis say?
Yeah.
You don't blank with a streak.
Yes,
don't do it. Don't do it.
What's wrong?
I have no clue what to get my book club Secret Santa.
Wine?
We bring that every week.
Wine and a 40-ounce tumbler.
Go on.
With a clever statement, so you love putting wine in it.
Naughty, but from where?
Piper Lou. They have unlimited buy one, get one free with code RADIO on tumblers, tees, hoodies, personalized everything, even Christmas party shirts.
Unlimited buy one, get one free?
With code RADIO at PiperLou.com. That's PiperLou.com.